so much quality from the team throughout the game. How gutting is that result?
I'm devastated. Yeah, listen, first of all, congratulations to South Shields. I thought it was an amazing game of football. I did. I thought it was end to end, and you know, two of the better teams in the league you've just seen. But you know, when you've done so well throughout the game, and you play on the front foot, you're so excited in the final third. We've got pace everywhere, abundance, and it just wouldn't go in for us tonight. And you know, we're devastated, and we switch off slightly. But I'm certainly not going to hang anyone out to dry for the goal. It was just a little bit of naivety. But I just said in there to the dressing room, I'm so proud of them. You know, they've come here. We conceded five last time we came here last season. They're a really good side. And you know, credit to them. You know, credit to them. So, you know, disappointed, but credit to them.
You've spoken in the past about a way of playing where the kind of not players not being set more than 7 metres away from each other, close to each other. Mm. How pleased were you with the shape of the midfield and the way the ball was kept and retrieved?
The shape was outstanding. You know, our distances were great. We moved the football well. We won first and second balls. We were close to each other. We won header after header. You know, that's things that we work on in training all the time. And you know, I just said to the lads in there, Cuts would ever say, no one enjoys losing games of football. But for me, we haven't lost a game of football in disgrace ourselves. We've come here and give a really good account of ourselves, and listen to the South Shields fans there. You know, what a great side you've got here, and we have. You know, one defeat doesn't make us a bad side. You know, I've just said to the boys, we've got a monumental few weeks in front of us, and you know, we're not talking here as though we've had a poor performance. We're talking here after a really, really good performance.
You made some big calls in selection, you know, particularly with Donoghue starting on the bench, but it seemed to prove very effective.
Yeah, I mean, Donoghue hasn't played any football for 10, 12 days, and you can do your own running, but you do miss the match sharpness. I thought, you know, the three of them, you know, Luke Griffiths was tired tonight and, you know, lacked a little bit of energy, but I thought if we can get him 60 minutes, you know, it'd be good. Jordan's going to get stronger every single game, you can see that, and Potsy, you know, outstanding again tonight, you know, really good.
And you must be pleased with Trey Pemberton. He looks like a player with time and skill.
I am a fan, but you know, you want to be on the edge of your seats, and you've got Finn Sinclair on one side, you've got Trey on the other side, pace to burn, tricks to burn, and they're pleasing on the eye. And I was talking to a couple of FC fans behind the dugout tonight, and they said, what a find he is. And you know, he lives around the corner from the ground, he's well educated, he's come out of Stoke City, you know, he could be a big, big, big player for us, and you've seen tonight, you know, glimpses of what he can do.
If you were, I mean, obviously you've got to be very positive at the performance, but was there just a few instances towards the end of the game where maybe lack of composure, maybe just the wrong option?
Yeah, poor decision in the final third. I mean, Finn got me off my seat, you know, time and time and time again tonight. He's probably in there thinking, should I roll that one back to Mug? Should I give that one to Doddy? But, you know, he's learning. He's a young lad. You know, he's a young lad and he's not going to get everything right. And we did it on the other side. You know, like Morgan Thompson-Smith, last kick of the game, he plays it wide instead of delivering it. But the young lads, you know, and I just said something there, if I make every decision for you, you know, you're robotic and you don't play with freedom. So they're going to make bad decisions. They're going to make good decisions. And, you know, for me, we've carried on from where we left off Saturday, and we've come to an exceptional side who've just, let's not forget about it, they've just beat Halifax in the National League. These are a very, very good side, and you know, there wasn't a great deal between us tonight apart from the one goal.
Maybe the wrong time to play them, just as they start to South Shields start.
And they're getting people back from injury. I went to watch them against Bamber Bridge the other week, and you know, I think the manager was frustrated with the first half performance. We could hear things he was saying in the dressing room, but you know, that's. You know, he's right to be frustrated. But on the balance of play, I just thought it was a really good game of football. I did, and you know, it's not often you say that you're frustrated, but there was a 20-minute spell where it was literally end-to-end. Bonnie was making saves here, Lavakin were making saves there, you know, defenders were putting themselves on the line, and, you know, that's a good game of football, and that's a really good spectacle for the Northern Premier League.
And a quick word for Lavakin, because he's not had a lot to do in a lot of the games, but he was called upon tonight and was very unlucky to concede, really.
Yeah, he was. You know, and we know what happened on the goal, and you know, the lad just put his hand up in there, and it's fine margins, isn't it? You know, we switch off for a split second, they get the goal, and they defend the box really well after that for the last 10 minutes. But like I said, I'm stood here tonight. I've just had, you know, most amazing 72 hours with winning the FA Cup, you know, having our side on telly last night, coming to South Shields tonight, you know, we're training Thursday, we've got a massive game against Marsk at the weekend, then Warrington, then the FA Cup game. So, you know, what a great time to be involved at FC United. And, you know, I've just got a very special mention to the 45 fans that travel up here tonight, and you know, all the volunteers that have turned up. It's, you know, what a long way to come on a Tuesday night, but they've done it, and you know, they sang their hearts out at the end, and they know that we've given a really good account of ourselves tonight. And it's just, you know, for me, unfortunate that we haven't managed to get something from the game.
And looking ahead to Marsk, you know, you've got a very strong squad now with real options of different shapes. I mean, is it over these next few big games looking at horses for courses a little bit?
I mean, we had no Linney tonight, you know, we had no Cockerline tonight, you know, Tom Stead's not here tonight. But, you know, we're going to have to look after people. You know, I've just looked at the fixture list, got it handed to me on the way up on the coach, and said, where can you squeeze the Bamber Bridge game in? Where can you squeeze the Morpeth game in? We're literally playing Saturday, Tuesday, every single week now, and I think it's right through to December. So, and they're not small games, you know, trophy games, FA Cup games, league games. So we're going to have to just keep rotating and giving lads minutes. And, you know, some lads missed out tonight, i.e. Cockerline and Linney. They'll come back in on Saturday. And a couple of them, you know, didn't play to Ennis. We couldn't use Ennis tonight. He had a little bit of a hip flexor. So it's one of them things. And we're not going to be more on injuries. We know this is going to be a different season from the usual seasons. And we've got to squeeze in a lot of games. And there's going to be cancellations and postponements, etc. So we've just got to get on with it. But like I said, I'm really pleased with the performance tonight.